Well-Tempered Baroque is a production of the Classical Network. Funding for this program is provided in part by listener members like you. Become a member at wwfm.org. Thank you. This is Well-Tempered Baroque, and I'm Dr. Lewis Barretts. Some critics feel composer John Blow should be remembered today for little more than being the teacher of Henry Purcell. To that, I can only reference the refrain to a well-known Passover song and say, Dayenu. If that's all that he did, it would have been enough for us. But John Blow is much more than just Purcell's teacher. He was also a celebrated organist, a gentleman of the Chapel Royal, and a composer of church and secular music who helped to rebuild the English music tradition after the Restoration. John Blow began his career when Purcell was but a child, and he resumed his role as England's foremost composer and organist after Purcell's shockingly premature death in 1695. Blow then honored his great pupil with a hauntingly beautiful and well-crafted elegy or ode on his death. We're not going to listen to the Ode on the Death of Henry Purcell today because we've heard it before in Well-Tempered Baroque. Instead, we'll hear an anthem, I Beheld and Lo, a Great Multitude. The earliest record we have of John Blow is that of his baptism, which occurred in Newark, not New Jersey, but Nottinghamshire, England, on February 23rd, 1648 by the old-style calendar, 1649 to us, and he died in London on October 1st, 1708. Blow came from a very ordinary background, but he was admitted as a music scholar to a singing school in his hometown, only to be recruited by Captain Henry Cook, master of the children of the Chapel Royal under Charles II. The chapel had been decimated during the Cromwellian regime, and it was up to Captain Henry Cook to rebuild it. At the Royal Chapel, Blow studied alongside Pelham Humphrey, the somewhat overly confident older boy who would marry Cook's daughter and succeed him. We're listening to John Blow's anthem, I Beheld and Lo, a Great Multitude, which was written before 1677. This is the Winchester Cathedral Choir with the Parley of Instruments. David Hill is the director.
We sit upon, we sit upon.
We've been listening to the 1677 anthem of John Blow, I Beheld and Lo a Great Multitude. This was the Winchester Cathedral Choir with the Parley of Instruments. David Hill is the director. As a teenager, John Blow continued to study under Cook and others after his voice broke at the end of 1664. He was invited with some other young men to sing one night at Samuel Pepys's home. Pepys, critical as always, wrote that the poor intonation of their adolescent voices would make a man mad, but he was impressed with Blow's ability to sight read. In December 1668, Blow was appointed organist of that venerable royal peculiar, Westminster Abbey. A month later, he was appointed musician for the virginals, that is, harpsichordist to the court. And now we'll hear some of his harpsichord music. The first piece is from his set of pieces in D minor, and it has some aspects of the 17th century Stile Brisé, and it's basically an allemande. There's a pathos to the quality of this music, and its influence on Purcell is apparent. And then we'll hear Blow's Morlake Ground. This is a very upbeat dance based on a repeating bass line, and you'll enjoy the short long figures, which were known as Scotch snaps. The harpsichordist is Robert Woolley.
Thank you.
We heard some examples of the harpsichord music of John Blow. That was a piece in D minor and the Moorlake Ground, both revealing a very English idiomatic harpsichord style, which had a direct and definitive influence on Henry Purcell. In March 1674, John Blow became a gentleman of the Chapel Royal. A few months later, the young genius Pelham Humphrey was dead at age 27, and Blow would succeed him as Master of the Children. That year, he also married Elizabeth Braddock, daughter of the Master of the Choristers of Westminster Abbey. They would have five children together, of which three would survive to adulthood. The marriage would last just 9 years, for Elizabeth would die in childbirth. Blow never remarried. Despite his being involved in court circles, John Blow didn't write much chamber music. A sole example of a trio sonata of his is the Trio Sonata in A Major. This is the Parley of Instruments. The Trio Sonata in A Major of John Blow, a single surviving example of Blow's indulgence in the genre, performed by the Parley of Instruments. In December 1677, the Dean and Chapter of Canterbury conferred on Blow the degree of Doctor of Music. This was a great honor for him. Blow continued to teach, and among his more famous pupils were Croft, Jeremiah Clock, Francis Paget, Henry Hall, and the brothers Daniel and Henry Purcell. Blow went above and beyond the call of duty for his pupils. Most notably, he resigned from Westminster Abbey at Michaelmas that September 29th, 1679, in order to create a vacancy for Henry Purcell to succeed him. This also freed up his time, and he eventually took a similar position at the Chapel Royal. Blow wrote his masque Venus and Adonis for a court production in 1683, but a proposal to introduce opera in England failed. It would be up to Handel to do that many years later. Blow continued his heavy schedule, but later resigned another post for his former pupil, Jeremiah Clark. Despite all of his duties, Blow was also a dedicated servant to the royal household. And like all those who valued their position, Blow went with the flow, that's an unintentional rhyme, when James II succeeded his brother Charles II in 1685. James Stuart had been Duke of York, Duke of Albany, and Lord High Admiral. Now he was king, a fairly unpopular man not known for his tact. And at his coronation on April 23, 1685, Blow provided three of the eight anthems that would be sung in the king's honor. We'll hear the symphony anthem, God Spake Some Time in Visions, performed by the choir of the Chapel Royal and the musicians extraordinary. Andrew Gant is the conductor. We heard John Blow's anthem, God Spake Sometime in Visions, composed in 1685 for the coronation of James II, and this was performed by the choir of the Chapel Royal and the Musicians Extraordinary, directed by Andrew Gant. For our remaining time today, we'll look at some of John Blow's secular songs from his 1700 collection of songs, Amphion Anglicus. Stay, gentle echo, why weeps Astraea? Ah, heavens, what is it I hear? And sing, ye muses. These songs are again very similar to the style of Purcell's songs, a clear representation of the English post-Restoration style. Stay Gentle Echo features tenors Charles Daniels and John Potter with the Parley of Instruments. Why Weeps Astraea is sung by soprano Nellie van der Spake with the Leonhardt Consort. We'll also hear the Leonhardt Consort, this time with tenor Marinus van Altena in Ah Heavens, What Dost I Hear? And finally, Sing Ye Muses is Redbird with the Parley of Instruments.
Sad language thou canst play the last of my discourse. Retort, love, once thy grief is now thy sport. My sport, fair Eve. No, 'tis my pain to love and not find love again.
My weeps Astraea. Drive away, and drive, and drive, and drive.
We've been listening to four songs from John Blow's 1700 publication Amphion Anglicus. These were songs meant for home music making. Stay Gentle Echo was performed by Charles Daniels and John Potter tenors with the Parley of Instruments. Why Weeps Astria featured Nelly van der Spake with the Leonhardt Consort. Marinus van Altena was the tenor in Ah Heavens What I Hear, again with the Leonhardt Consort. And finally, Sing Ye Muses, Redbird with the Parley of Instruments. John Blow was a leading composer of Restoration England. He worked tirelessly as a teacher, organist, and composer, earning the respect of monarchs and the public. And if you're visiting London, go see his grave at the North Aisle of Westminster Abbey, close by that of his pupil and friend, Henry Purcell. If you enjoyed today's program, consider becoming a donor to or a member of our station. Visit us on the web at wwfm.org for more information on how to become a member or how to become a sponsor of Well-Tempered Baroque. Please like Well-Tempered Baroque on Facebook and follow me on Twitter at WTBaroque. Together, we are the Classical Network. I'm Dr. Lewis Barretts. Have a great week.